It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Madison-based diagnostics company Exact Sciences announced yesterday that it is being acquired by the Illinois-based pharmaceutical giant Abbott Laboratories. The value of the deal is estimated to be $21 million, and Exact Sciences is best known for Cologuard, the screening test for colorectal cancer.
The $21 billion move still has to be approved by shareholders and industry regulators, but Abbott CEO Robert Ford told investors that it represents the largest transaction in healthcare in the last 2 years.
We're checking in on what the deal means for the thousands of Exact Sciences employees and its labs in Madison.
Peter Loftus is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal covering the pharmaceutical and medical device industries. Peter, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
All right, in the context of the Wisconsin business world, a $21 billion deal is a big deal. How about in the world of pharmaceutical and life sciences industries? How does this stack up compared to other deals in the last few years?
Well, yeah, I think even by world standards, it's a pretty big deal. We have seen in pharma and med tech deals valued over $10 billion or so in the last couple of years. But certainly this would be one of the biggest, and it would be Abbott Labs' biggest in about 10 years when I think they made a $25 billion acquisition. So it's a pretty big deal.
Exact Sciences has Cologuard, which is probably their best known product. What is Abbott looking to get into by taking over purchasing this Madison company?
Well, so Abbott's a pretty big company. As you mentioned, they make pharmaceuticals, primarily generics overseas. But they have a whole range of businesses, and it includes things like heart devices and diabetes glucose monitors, these wearable monitors. So they've also long had a diagnostics business. It's been more traditional types of diagnostics. And this includes the Binex Now COVID test, the at-home COVID test that I think a lot of people would probably recognize. But they've, with the pandemic fading and in the past, really, the demand for that COVID test has faded. And so the diagnostics business for Abbott has actually been, kind of flat to down. And so, and they really haven't been involved in these types of diagnostics and screening tools that Exact Sciences has. And so for Abbott, this is a way to get into that business that they see as a big growth business in the years ahead.
Recently, Exact Sciences announced a new multi-cancer screening blood test to add to its successful single cancer test. It's still got a ways to go in the approval process. We talked last month with the company's chief medical officer of multi-cancer early detection. Here's a listen to Dr. Tom Baer.
We see a future where those single cancer tests will continue to play a critical role, but we'll also be able to get an annual blood test that will enable us to screen for many more cancers and improve how we protect ourselves against the risk of cancer.
Is having that product, that kind of product in the pipeline, Peter, an incentive for a company like Abbott to take a close look at Exact Sciences?
Yeah, I think that's a big deal. I mean, as you've already mentioned, Cologuard is something that's on the market. It's out there, and that has appeal. But this potential future line of business of these multi-cancer detection tests and through a blood sample, that's really considered kind of a holy grail. In fact, there is a company called Grail that makes one of these. And it's a competitive business. There's a lot of startups that are trying for this. Something where, perhaps once a year you could give a blood sample and it could tell you with some degree of accuracy that you might have or might be likely to have one of many different kinds of cancers. And so that's something that I think analysts who follow the industry see as a market that could be, in the multiples of tens of billions of dollars at some point in the future.
Pharma and life sciences, it's a unique kind of business. If I invent a new toy, well, maybe I can have that on the shelves in a couple months. If I invent a new cancer screening, it's a multi-year process, right, to get it tested and FDA approval and things like that. this is kind of a gamble in some ways for Abbott, isn't it? Do people see this as too large an amount for products that may ultimately never be approved?
Well, you make a really good point, and I think it's something that people who follow this industry maybe start to take for granted. But yeah, I mean, these development times can be years and years, and in some cases decades. And so it is a gamble because you have to kind of put up all this money up front into the expensive research and development, and because a product often depends on some sort of regulatory action or even coverage by, say, Medicare or other insurers, and you don't know for sure if that's going to happen, it's a bit of a gamble. And so I think that's been one of the concerns and issues with this particular market, these multi-cancer early detection tests, because, there have been instances where there's been some questions about the value of them, or the value, say, of whether to cover them, if you're a health insurance plan, that sort of thing. And so that's sort of one of the issues that's kind of hung over this industry.
We're talking about Abbott Labs of Illinois acquiring the Madison-based company Exact Sciences. Wall Street Journal pharmaceutical reporter Peter Loftus is with us. A lot of people work for Exact Sciences in Wisconsin, Peter, and a lot of times, well, if my company has been bought out by another company, does that mean layoffs? What are people looking at for what part of that workforce might stay on the job? What kind of changes might be made?
Yeah, I think Exact has about 6,500 to 7,000 employees, and some analysts yesterday did sort of speculate that the deal could involve some synergies, which is a sort of an unfortunate Wall Street term for savings that often come in the form of layoffs, or at least not growing staff. But it was. Some of the commentary was more limited to, say, the sales force. So, Abbott has a sales force that promotes some of its products to primary care doctors, and Exact Sciences has a primary care sales force. So there might be some overlap there. But I will say that the CEO of Abbott yesterday, he did not really emphasize this, savings as a rationale for doing the deal. He was more just talking about the growth potential. And so I don't think he got into specifics, but I think that might be one indication that this might not involve, just massive layoffs, but we don't know for sure yet.
Yeah. And both parties, it seems like Exact Sciences and Abbott, seem to be emphasizing there will continue to be a Wisconsin presence for this company. The current chief executive is going to remain with the company. This is not going to be, they're not going to up stakes and pull everything down across the border into Illinois, if I'm reading their announcements right.
Yeah, I mean, and I think I have to think that the infrastructure there and what Exact Sciences has built up with something that's so technical and involves a lot of proprietary know-how, I'm not sure how easily transferable that could be, where they could just move everything, to another city or something like that.
The deal still needs some approvals. The shareholders, regulators, what kind of steps need to happen now to take this announcement and have it be done? And then this is one company we're talking about.
Well, normally, deals of a certain size have to undergo antitrust scrutiny. I don't believe that will really be an mm-hmm. issue for this, because Abbott, it's not like Abbott has its own products and businesses that are really competing with Exact Sciences. This is more about getting into a new space. But again, there's no guarantee. And so if it does pass antitrust scrutiny and just other necessary regulatory and shareholder approvals, I think they're looking at sometime in the second quarter of next year, the deal closing.
Peter, I want to get your outsider take on this industry here in Wisconsin. There's a long history of spinoffs from the UW, things like discoveries of vitamins and Coumadin, the vital heart medication, and thoughts that, hey, this part of Wisconsin could be sort of the Silicon Valley of biosciences. looking at this from outside of Wisconsin's borders, how big a player is Wisconsin's biotech industry in the wider world?
Well, certainly it sounds like it has potential. I mean, I think the real hubs continue to be in places like Boston and San Francisco and maybe a couple other West Coast locations, to some extent, Philadelphia. But certainly, you know, with assets like, you know, research universities, I think there's always that potential. So I think, you know, there's no reason to think that can't continue.
Now, in the industry, Abbott takes over Exact Sciences. Do Abbott's competitors say, hey, we need to acquire a startup or a smaller company that's doing similar stuff to stay competitive? Does a deal like this trigger a domino effect with more deals like this?
I think there is that potential. I mean, I think this was the first deal that involved a big company coming in and getting this particular type of company. But yeah, I mean, there's others out there like Guardant Health, other you know, small to mid-sized companies that I think you know, certainly have that potential. That because this is seen as a big and growing market over time, that might be attractive to a large company.
Peter, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That's Peter Loftus, reporter for The Wall Street Journal, covering the pharmaceutical and medical device industries. He was with us today to talk about the impact of Abbott Laboratories acquiring the Madison-based diagnostics company Exact Sciences. Well, is this a story about you? Do you work for Exact Sciences? Are you wondering what this is going to mean for your career? Or do you work in the wider biotech, health, life sciences industry in Wisconsin? What's going on? What are you watching for? Tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Again, that's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.